This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hi, it's Alana Olifi here with Body Matters. I just want to welcome everyone that has just tuned into Radio K Pulpit. And the motto of this program is where everybody in the body of Christ matters. Today I've got a really special guest, and her name is Rushan Naftali. And yes, we got a very interesting topic, and this is for all you entrepreneurs out there, anyone in the kingdom who is wanting to start their businesses. This is a call for a kingdom heart generation. And yeah, so I just want to welcome Rushan. She's from Kingdom Heart Network. So welcome, Rushan. Nice to have you.
Thank you, Alana.
Rushan, I just want you to tell the audience a little bit about yourself today so that you can introduce yourself and we can get to know a little bit more about your background and what you've done in ministry. And yes, share that with us, please.
Well, let me start by saying that I'm a widow, and I've been a widow for 25 years. My husband died in 96. I have two adult children who love the Lord. So I'm very blessed to have children that love the Lord. Yeah. So, you know, since childhood, I've always been close to the Lord. But especially around about the age of 17, I had a deepening. And I even started ministering into the life of my boyfriend, who later became my husband.
Wow.
So 25 years ago, directly after my husband's death, God started preparing and molding me towards working full-time for him. In fact, he actually said to me, I want you to become my virgin bride.
Sure.
Now, I didn't understand it then, but over time I realized that God was preparing me for a ministry that prepares the bride of Christ. And today this ministry is called Kingdom Heart Networking. So for about 25 years, I earnestly seek the face of God, and I studied the Word. I seeked Him and who I am in Him, and it took me hours and hours, nights on nights, holidays on holidays, writing down my two-way conversation with God and discovering my calling in the process. I always believe in accountability partners, so I was always surrounded with apostles and prophets and intercessors and missionaries. Even did counseling, and I offer counseling as well. But then over time, I developed a heart for people in the marketplace, especially leaders. So for the last 14 years, that's what I've been busy doing. So it's a prophetic and an intercession ministry, but also a heart ministry.
So that's not the individual.
Yeah, it's got a very specific niche, but it focuses on getting you to a place of victory. It's not about the typical fruit of the Spirit, love, and that. Yes, it's part of it, but it's to get you to a place of walking out in victory with God. So that's about it.
Sure, that sounds amazing. And I think what's so amazing about what you just shared now is getting to that place where you are so intimate with God that to find out what your calling is. And not a lot of people can actually get to that place where they can sit and say, Lord, what is my calling? So that is so amazing. Can you share some testimonies of what God's goodness in your life? I'm sure there's many testimonies.
Well, yes, let me share with you that my husband died actually on my 32nd birthday.
Wow.
And most people would say to me, oh no, how horrible, on your birthday. But not to me, because I see it as God's birthday gift. Because for 17 years that I knew my husband, well, since school days we were together, it was my greatest desire to see my husband draw closer to God. And he did that shortly before he died.
Sure.
So what I want to say to you is that 6 years later, after his death, a prophet came to me and she said, listen, God shows me that you are a widow. And I have a message from the Lord for you. He says, your husband is sitting on the right-hand side of God.
Oh, wow.
So bottom line, I want to say prayers get answered. So I see that as Amen. God's birthday gift to me.
Sure.
Now, sometimes something has to die for something new to arise. Mm. And this was the case in my life. Because never would I have reached the spiritual heights that I had I still been married to him. And yes, I mourned.
Mm.
I cried a lot and loud from my gut. It was a case of deep, call unto deep.
Mm.
So there were times that I would lie flat on my stomach and I would say, Lord, help me.
Sure.
It was coming from deep
within.
And that is the message also that I need to share, is that people, God's not impressed with just tears on the cheeks. He wants to hear you calling from your gut.
Yes.
So I cried my cries and I'd made the choice a year and a half. I mourned nonstop. And then I made the choice one day. I stood up and this is part of my testimony. And I said, now I have stopped mourning. Because the Holy Spirit brought it in a... he revealed to me that our lives consists of seasons.
Mm.
And seasons change.
Yes, and it's time to take that burial clothes off.
Exactly. So my season with my husband was over. That was one season that I saw in my life, but I made the choice, and I actually wrote it down, that my next season in my life would be better than the previous one.
Amen.
And there was no turning back for me. So just the other half of this testimony is, I call this testimony power in praise. So this was the situation before my husband died. Very, very sociable. Yes, he did give his heart to the Lord before we got married, but during the marriage, it was with one foot in the world. Like I think a lot of other people can identify with that. And there was no interest. I found he had no interest in growing spiritually. And he loved beer. And he loved garlic. So the combination of those two, you can just imagine. He didn't read the Bible. He didn't go to church with me. He drank a lot. When I asked for help, small little things in the house, he always postponed it.
Mm.
He even dropped me, left me alongside the road one day because I forgot to throw in fuel in the car.
Sure.
He said, you know, I should have been more responsible. He left me. So there were many times that I felt he wasn't there for me. So what happened was, and this is where the testimony comes in, for many, many years I prayed, God, please change him.
Mm-hmm.
It was a begging type of pray.
And I think a lot of people are at the place where what you're sharing right now, that are there right now. So, yeah, continue.
Absolutely. So one day that book, Merlin Carruthers is the author. His book was called Power in Praise. And that was the turning point in my prayer life.
Sure.
Now, this book taught me to pray in a different way. Instead of begging, I was praising God for my situation.
You're thanking him, in other words.
So this is the gist of how I prayed. I said, God, thank you that I have a husband that is very sarcastic at times. Thank you, Lord, that I have a husband who continuously spoke down to me. Thank you, Lord, that I have a husband who was really in a comfort zone with his beer in his hand watching TV. Thank you, Lord, for a husband who wasn't there for me many times. And thank you, Lord, for a husband who revolts me because he drank so much at times. So that sounds strange to pray that.
It sounds very unconventional, definitely.
But it's because God said to me, when we thank the Lord for the circumstances, no matter how bad it is, we are actually acknowledging that God is in control of the situation. He is very aware of it. And the word promises in Romans 8, he lets all things work together for good for those who love him. So I said, God, I don't trust him, but I trust you with him.
Yes.
And can I tell you what happened? I prayed that for 2 months solid. I didn't tell him. I never grasped at him saying, listen, when are you going to come to church with me? I did nothing. I was just in the background. I was praying this behind the four walls. So what happened was, after 2 months, I realized there was a difference in him. My husband just suddenly was very, he was diligently searching the face of God. He took the Bible and he was underlining things. He was seeking the face of God. So to end off the story, shortly after that, he died.
Sure.
But before he died, he prophetically said something. He said, you know, I'm on my way to the land of milk and honey. I'm going through Canaan now. I'm going through the Jordan now on my way to Canaan.
Sure.
And I thought, why would someone say something like that? And he died. So after his death, before he was even buried, I spoke to the Lord and I said, God, what's this all about?
Yes.
So long story short, God answered me. He says, but he is now in Canaan.
In the promised land.
That's it. And what happened 6 years after his death, this other woman came and she confirmed it. So, before the burial, the Lord said to me, I must look at death totally different. Death and life, there's a fine line. And he just went up front, my husband. I mustn't see it as final. And I remember referring to the funeral, not as the funeral, but I called it my husband's graduation day.
Sure.
So at the church, on the funeral, I did not wear black. I wore red with a bow in my hair.
Wow.
And I went up to the pulpit and said to the people they must not cry. But that he only went up front. And after that, and this is the end of the story, after that someone came to me, a few men actually, and said, you know what? That message touched them so much that they need to go and make business with God. So if someone needs to die for someone else to come alive, then may it be so, and that's God's will.
Sure, that's so beautiful. I'm sitting with almost tears in my eyes. Thank you so much for sharing that. I know that is so deep and it's so personal and it's coming from such a deep place within you. And I think you've challenged all our perspectives on what it is to die. We see it as the end, but it's the beginning, you know, it's the beginning. It is where, you know, we us as Christians are going is just more beautiful. It's, you know, what we have in life doesn't compare to what we have in heaven. And I think that is such a beautiful depiction, you know, or description of where your husband's at. And that's such a beautiful testimony. Thank you so much. We'll be back after this break, short break, with Rishon with more discussion. And we're going to touch a little bit more on the building blocks of kingdom networking. Thank you. You've just tuned into Body Matters, and it's Alana Oilyfi, and my guest is Rishon Naftali. And we are discussing your kingdom networking, kingdom heart networking. So, Rishan, tell me, why did you start Kingdom Heart Networking?
You know, as I've mentioned before, that after my husband died, I kept having this longing to work full-time for the Lord.
Yes.
And I was in the corporate world for many years, until God one day told me that He would take me out of the business world, and then He'd put me back there in again, but in a different capacity.
Can you quickly share what you did? What was your...
At that stage, at that particular time, I was in an executive PA.
Okay.
For a CEO. But later on in my life, I was in a marketing consultant.
Okay.
But in that point in time, I was the executive PA for a CEO, and we were exposed to, I was exposed to managerial level, director's level.
Okay.
And I sat in with all their meetings. And I remember for a period of 2 years, we were working closely with a business management consultancy company. And that's where the dream started.
Okay, that's where something triggered off, inside of you.
Exactly. So that's when God said, I'm going to take you out of the business world, and then I'm going to put you back in there, but in a different capacity. And He showed me that this capacity was to be like a mentor, a personal consultant.
Mm.
And today I'd like to call it a heart management consultant.
Yes.
And then maybe for others who like to know, to use the word coach, I could maybe say I'm a kingdom heart coach.
Okay.
Because that is my niche.
Okay.
Don't have qualifications as a kingdom heart coach, but I've never heard of another kingdom heart coach, but I have testimonies.
And you've got Jesus.
And I've got Jesus.
Yes.
Okay. So I told God that I don't want to entertain people. I want to see hearts transformed. So I developed a burden for heart transformation. And I've got a global heart. Not just to see one, but I have got a global heart. And there were times as if it felt as if God was putting His heart inside my little body.
Mm-hmm.
And the pain and the burden that I carry and still carry for the nation out there is heavy.
Yes.
It's heavy. And I'm just so in awe with God's patience with mankind. So I asked God what He wanted me to do. And He answered, go and tell my people that I believe in them.
Sure.
Go and tell them that I believe in the ability to overcome all trials and tribulations by conforming to the image of my Son, who is the King. So we live in a time now where difficulties are in and around us and await us. We need to know how to overcome trials and tribulations. You need to learn how to do that. So I also wanted to say to you that I had, as part of why I started, I had my boss, which was the CEO at that stage, he always said to me, he believed in me. He said, you are far more than what you're doing currently.
Wow. That's such a nice confirmation.
So I want to tell you that all of us need somebody who believes in us. And unfortunately, a lot of people out there do not have somebody like that in their lives.
That can encourage them, that can walk the road with them.
So today, I'd like to take the opportunity of saying to you, to being the voice of the Father, to say to you, I believe in you.
Sure.
I believe in your ability to overcome all trials and tribulation. But then you must conform to the image of my Son, and I will show you how to do it.
Mm.
So then I resigned my job, and what happened then was, in my seeking process of the face of the Lord, He took me up a physical mountain in 2002. And I was prophesying as I was walking up this mountain, didn't know what I was doing, wrote down a few words and on a little piece of paper, a little book, I'm nearly finished here, on a little book, a black little book, I wrote down what He showed me on this physical mountain that I climbed. And for 4 years, the little book laid in my cupboard. And 4 years later, God said, 2006, He said, come, take the little book out. And what I've given you on, showed to you on that mountain is the Kingdom Heart Blueprint.
Wow.
And this is your core of your ministry and your calling. And that is how it all started.
And you know what's so amazing? Everything just comes back to intimacy with God. You know, as I listen to you, how you spend that time with God, He downloads things into your spirit. And that is how God talks to us. You know, we don't always know what our calling is, what our purpose is, but if we get into a place of intimacy and we hear God's voice, even if it doesn't make sense, God is always talking to us, and that is so amazing. I also want you to just share with us, what are the keys of the building blocks for Kingdom Heart Networking?
Well, let me first give you the bigger picture, and then we're going to zoom in. The vision of Kingdom Heart Networking is for believers to reign as mature sons of the light. I repeat, believers to reign as mature sons of the light. Okay. A lot of people are believers, but not necessarily mature.
And so we're also talking about sonship.
That's it. Right, so the mission of Kingdom Heart Networking is to do three things. It's to equip people, it's to inspire people, and to intercede for people. And these people are all believers, and also believers, yes, and leaders.
Okay.
So that they can conform to this blueprint.
And can I just put in a question? What if you're not a believer and you want to come to you, someone like you who can help?
For those who are inquisitive, who are truly seeking, they can contact me, because a lot of my ministry is one-on-one. You only change a world by one at a time. So those who seek shall find.
Yes.
So Kingdom Heart is meant for people who truly are seeking, I want to say steak. They want to eat steak, not just drink milk. So if you have that desire within your heart.
Okay, so I just want to say it's an open invitation. It's not restricted just to Christians.
Yeah, the thing is, the blueprints, if one had to do the workshop and you're not a believer, you might find it difficult to understand because it's very deep. So you need the Holy Spirit to reveal things to you. And for that, you need salvation.
That's true. That's very true.
So to come back to how we do this, how we share the Kingdom Heart message, is we do it one-on-one, or in the form of a workshop, or we intercede. We do intercession for believers and leaders. Okay, so the blueprint that God gave us to give you the building blocks. Number one, it is a model. It is a standard. And it's a standard and the heart qualities of the Son. Now, I'm not talking about, as I say, the fruit of the Spirit. I'm talking about victorious heart qualities. Those qualities that cause you to be victorious no matter what the circumstance. So number one, it's a model and a standard and the heart qualities of the Son. Secondly, it's a map to show you how to overcome trials and tribulations. And thirdly, we need to conform to these qualities. So you're going to benchmark yourself on these 12 keys, And you're going to see, where are you now in your life? And it is a map that shows you how to move from salvation to resurrection power.
Okay, so this is a personal journey that you take them on. So once you've been saved, then this would be kind of appropriate to take it to the next level as the journey that you walk to victory.
That's correct. Yeah, so from defeat to victory. Because salvation, I want everyone to hear me very loud what I'm going to say now very clearly, is salvation is the door to life, but resurrection is the victorious life.
Amen. And this is powerful.
This is what Kingdom Heart's about. Mm. So I can take you to the door if you want, but I can even take you further up this mountain, because life is like climbing a mountain, and it's tough. And these 12 keys, heart qualities, which is part of the blueprint, they are in a specific sequence. So they start from one at the bottom of the mountain, which is basically the first one is to be passionate for intimacy with the Lord.
Yes. That was your foundation.
That's correct.
Is to get to sit in and to hear God's voice.
And then you climb up this mountain right up to the summit, where you then do key number 12, which is about reigning in victory. So to end this question off, is that these heart qualities are also used, they can also be used as prayer bullets. So if you out there who have a problem that you've been praying about for a long time, and you yourself are seeking the face of God, I can share with you prayer bullets that you can use and apply to pray for whoever is on your heart.
Mm.
So I believe that God wants to start a network of Kingdom Heart conformers who are also Kingdom Heart transformers. In other words, go and pass on the baton.
Yes. So what you're saying, what you've learned, what you've experienced in your life, then to share with someone else and to walk a road maybe with someone else. I also want to just ask you, this is not just for business. This is for any sphere of life that we are. These basic blocks that you've, the blueprint, it's not just for businesses here.
Absolutely right. Okay. It's for all believers, whether you are a follower or whether you are a leader.
Okay.
You can work in government, you can be in the church, in education, and even for mothers at home, who that's their workplace, is at home. It can be the media, business, arts and entertainment. So no matter where, what sphere in society. If you are a follower of Christ and you need business, and you want to conquer and be victorious in the midst of all trials and tribulations, then this is what I can share with you, this blueprint.
And is there anything that you would like to share with the listeners that God has laid on your heart specifically?
Well, yes. It was a time in my life when I tried to do things my way instead of asking God what His way was. And you can just imagine what was the result. The house of cards collapsed. So please don't wish for trials to pass you by, for they change your whole life for the better. And the best thing that you can overcome in life is to overcome yourself. And God wants us to get out of the way so that He can manifest Himself through us in supernatural ways. And I'm telling you, tough days lie ahead. And we need to make ourselves more open to this, the fact that he must manifest himself supernaturally through us. And we can do this when we conform to the Kingdom Heart blueprint. And this is not a man-made blueprint. I want to confirm it. God gave this word. He confirmed it with Hebrew 8, verse, I think it's 17, where he said to Moses, "See to it that the model that I showed you on the mountain, that you share that to your people." And these are the exact words that God gave me. So this was nothing thumb-sucked at all. When God gave these 12 keys, I didn't know what it was. It was all prophetically, and he gave me scriptures to back it up.
Mm.
So in the workshops, I cover all the scriptures just to confirm everything. But the message that I'd like to give to your listeners are, you know, even King David said in Psalm 30, he said, "Establish me as a mountain, O Lord." So if you want to be established like a mountain, you need to climb the mountain of the Lord.
Mm.
And it's called Zion. And Zion is actually a heart mountain. There's a scripture, Psalm 84. It says, "Blessed is the man in whose heart are the highways to Zion." So you reach that place of being raised up, because Zion means raised up. To reach that place of being raised up, you need to go through your heart.
Mm.
And God says, "Come, I'll show you the blueprint, how to climb this heart mountain." So our message today, well, before I say that, I just quickly want to mention that over a period of 25 years, I had to undergo an immense amount of trials and tribulation. I mean, immense trials and learned lessons.
Yes.
And I asked God, why were these lessons so tough? And he said to me, because these are testimonies of each of these Kingdom Heart keys.
Sure.
And that's when I started writing books. Mm. So there are a couple of books.
You could share with us just now.
Right, so the message here that I want to say, firstly, I want to address widows and divorcees. And I want to say to you, there is life after death. There is life after divorce. It's a choice to make. Cry your cries, forgive, lay down, cut off, wipe your tears, and then you get up. Because use your pain as a motivational tool to reach higher heights, spiritual heights. And make the choice that your new season will be better than the previous one. But you need to change with the season. Don't stay stuck in winter when God wants to take you into spring.
Amen.
Don't get stuck in the past, because it will be like a chain around your ankle. You cannot spiritually mature. You cannot climb this kingdom mountain if you keep holding on to the past. Mm. The second group of people that I'd like to address is all believers and those hidden or dormant kingdom leaders. Leaders who don't even know they're kingdom leaders yet, that God has seen them. They are out there. And to them I want to say, you've been going around the same tree over and over. It is time to move beyond the cross and salvation. It's time to stand up with Christ's resurrection power. As mentioned before, the cross is the door to life, but resurrection, that walking in the authority of God and the victory of Christ, that is resurrection. Mm. That's the true life. So I want to say to you, how much longer does God have to wait for you to report for duty in his service? How much more must God strip you financially and emotionally before you'll seek his face uncompromisingly and irrevocably? When are you going to change your words from saying, God, I have a plan. You come along with me. When are you rather going to say, God, where do you want to take me today? Come, learn how to overcome trials and tribulations by conforming to God's standard of a kingdom heart. Take hands with other upcoming leaders so that you can pass the baton on to the generation that is to follow. And then lastly, and these especially to entrepreneurs, yes, to anyone in any workplace, no matter what, even those at home, a lot of housewives may be listening. You have a very, very important role to play within your workplace, and that is the home. That's where things start. Mm-hmm. It's the foundation of life in society. Your role is so significant. But I also want to say to the entrepreneurs out there, because I deal a lot with them, there is no kingdom workplace without a kingdom heart.
That is very true. You need to, when you manifest God's presence in who you are and you have that relationship with God, then everything that you do flows from that in your workplace, in your relationships, in every sphere of your life. And I think that is so powerful, Rashaan. And even as I was listening to you, this somewhere, I think it was on Facebook somewhere, where someone said, people are depending on you to take up your calling because God wants to raise you because the people around you are depending on your calling to get them to the next level. And I think, you know, when we take up that responsibility, God will never put you in a place just to benefit you. It will never benefit you. It's always to benefit the people around you. But when you don't step out and take that calling and walk in your authority, there are people around you that's never going to benefit because God has put you there to bless someone else, to get them where they need to be. And that's just what came to mind as you were talking. And I think it's time that there's no time to sit any longer and just, you know, wait for things to happen. We need to get back to that place of intimacy and say, God, what is it that you want me to do? And to step out and to, as you said, we need the Father's heart. The more intimate you are with Father God, the more God reveals things about who you are as a person, the more you grow spiritually, the more that what's inside of you will benefit and flow out in, as I said, in every area of your life. So I think that is very powerful. And so thank you so much for sharing that with us. We're going to take a break now, and then after this break, Rashaan's going to give her details to us. And so please take out your pen and paper and stay tuned. Hi, you've just tuned into Radio Cape Pulpit, and this is Alana Willey for you. And I've got my guest here, Rashaan Naftali, and we are almost at the end of this program. And we've been discussing kingdom networking, the blocks for kingdom heart networking. Rashaan, will you just share with us just briefly what you're doing now? And if anybody wants to contact you, where can they contact you? And yeah, so just your details, please.
Kingdom Heart Networking, I have a website. You are welcome to go and have a look there. I've tried to convey as much information on the website for people to get a bit of an idea of what I do. So the address there, do you want me to give it
now? Yes, please give it all online. So if they've got a pen and paper, they can jot it down.
Right, it's www.kheart, spelt H-E-A-R-T, so it's kheartnetworking.com.
Is it the whole networking?
That's
is it not
correct.
N-E-T-W, networking?
No.
Okay.
The whole word, kheartnetworking.com. Or if you just put my name on on YouTube or Google, you will find it, Rishon Naftali. It's spelled, Rishon is R-I-S-H-O-N, Rishon. And Naftali is N-A-P-H, P for Peter. So it's Naftali, N-A-P-H-T-A-L-I. Rishon Naftali, if you put that name in also, you'll reach my website. And then I have an email address. You're so welcome to contact me there. It is khartnetw@gmail.com. I also don't mind giving my cell phone number.
Okay, if you're happy to, that's great.
Don't mind. 076-729-1128. I'll just say again. 076-729-1128. I'd like to extend an invitation. I'm looking for people with sincere hearts who are willing to pray or to learn to pray for the transformation of hearts. From scratch. God's not interested in people who have a lot of experience and know-hows, but He is interested in people with sincere hearts. And if you've got a teachable heart, join hands with me. God needs people to pray because there's a lot of groundwork that needs to be done before the world will change, and that starts with prayer. So we can help one another. We can teach people how to use these Kingdom Heart prayer bullets. But the only prerequisite is they need to do the workshop themselves so that they can conform to it. Because the one who is conformed to it has more power and authority than to pray for others to conform to that.
Yes.
Yeah, and then for any other people in the workplace, I think I've mentioned, you know, I have been dealing with people more on one-on-one basis. That seems to be the most effective. And God will place me alongside a leader for about a period of 2 years. It depends on maybe a year, maybe a couple of months. And whatever God wants to minister into that person's life. And I also want to mention, I don't charge. Because my dad is the richest dad in heavens and earth.
Sure.
So, please, it's got nothing to do with money. Yes. God is my provider.
I think that is so amazing. To put yourself out there, there's not always something for nothing, but this is definitely someone that is prepared to walk the road with you. And yes, Rishon, that's amazing. It's, you know, God says freely I give. And, you know, so we also give freely. And I think, yeah, that is so amazing. Would you maybe just want to end off for us and just pray for us? You know, whatever God lays on your heart for our audience today.
I hear the Lord say, this is a call to all those who yearn to have a kingdom heart, who think then they are not ready or worthy to have a kingdom heart. And the Lord says, you know what? If you really search for me, and if you allow me to dwell within you, my spirit will take you to places that you have never expected. So, Father, I just thank you that you will send your Holy Spirit out to go and touch the hearts of your handpicked servants. And bring them together, form this network all over, Lord, with people that are filled with the kingdom of the Lord within their hearts. Bless them, keep them, and make their face shine, your face shine upon them in Jesus' name. Amen.
I also just feel in my heart, you know, some of you have listened to this and you say, well, you know, I don't have that kingdom heart. I don't have a relationship with Jesus. And I just felt in my heart that, you know, God's arms are open wide. It doesn't matter what you've done in your life. It doesn't matter how bad you think you are. if you've got breath in you and there's life in you, God is waiting for you. He says that he removes our sins from us as far as the east is from the west, and he remembers it no longer. You know, you can just come before God, you can just repent, and God says, and that the word says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. And all he's asking is to call out to him today. And so if you are that person that's just yearning to have a relationship with Father God, and as Rushan said, your life will never be the same again. You know, sometimes we think in our own strength we can do so much, but you know, in our own strength we are weak. And in our weakness, God is our strength. And so, yeah, today it's just an invitation. I just want to pray for you if you want to commit your life to Jesus. And you can just repeat this after me. Father God, I commit my life to you today. Forgive me of my sins. Wash me clean with your blood. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. I surrender to you, Father. I want you to be Lord and God of my life. In Jesus' name. If you've prayed that prayer, then I believe that you have given your life to the Lord, and your life will never be the same again. What you can't do with your life, God can take you to places that you've never seen. He can open doors for you that no man can open. And God says, the plans I have for you is to prosper you, not to harm you, to give you hope and a future. So thank you. I just thank you, Lord. I thank you for every person that has given their life to you right now. May they be blessed. May they have an encounter with you today, Lord, like never before, that you will, Father, just reveal yourself to them, each and every one of them. And I thank you that they belong to you, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Rushan, for joining us. It was so nice to have you. Thank you for sharing even those really personal stuff that you shared with us at the beginning. And I know that it's touched someone's heart. So thank you so much.
It's a pleasure.
So, yes, unfortunately, this is the end of the program. And if you'd like to comment on this program, please go to our webpage site at Radio K Pulpit. And you'll see the WhatsApp button. Press that. Write the words Body Matters, which is this program. And yes, put down your comments, what you think, and how it's touched you. Or yes, any comments. That would be absolutely great. So thank you so much for joining me. We'll meet next week, next Saturday, same time, same frequency, with more great conversation from me, Alana Willie, for you. Have a blessed week.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.